Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The right fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Look. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Machick. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Dobson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pat Dobson. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Machick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Look for a passed ball. McAuliffe moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive towards short. Clark catches it and throws to third to double up McAuliffe. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Look settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look strikes out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Quilici moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. There goes Reese. The throw from Freehan to Matchick, and Reese is out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Luck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luck is 0 for 1 in the game. Luck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 0 in the game. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan strikes out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. Matchick hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We moved to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0 for 2 in the game. Look hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobson hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball towards right. Nettles settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Nettles. McAuliffe moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and has McAuliffe trapped. There's the throw to Rollins, who throws to Clark, who tags McAuliffe for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Northrup is walked intentionally. Stanley moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Jim Perry. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Frian and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. One out. Bill Frian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frian is 0 for 3 in the game. Frian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 3 in the game. Matchick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a line drive into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0-for-3 in the game. Look hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Castro now playing left field. Jim Holt now playing right field. Rick Renick now playing shortstop. Ron Clark now playing third base. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Renick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Look settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.